Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, continuing from where we had left off in the last session, the two blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rahmanu and Ya Rahimu, both of these names are from amongst the names of Ism-e-Azam. And Ism-e-Azam means the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special names, very unique names, divinely chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you call upon Allah with these names, it warrants an immediate acceptance of your dua, your supplication. MashaAllah, foran dua kabul ho jati hai. And inshallah, in our session tonight, I wish to elaborate furthermore upon these two blessed names, but inshallah in a different dimension. Very often in this world today, not just the non-Muslims but even Muslims, sometimes when you can't cope with a difficulty that strikes you, a musibat, a calamity that touches you, very often you will find people, even Muslims, aliyaz billah, to utter words that are completely non-Islamic, not of an Islamic spirit, that you don't expect a Muslim to actually say this. And of course we understand that sometimes when a calamity befalls upon an individual, that has a tremendous impact. Maybe that will change your complete lifestyle, your family structure, your financial status, your social environment. Maybe it will even inhibit your freedom to move about. There is restriction. And this difficulty that comes has an impact upon all those that are connected to you, not just that one person. And so sometimes people often say that, where did I go wrong, bhai? What did I do wrong? Why is this happening to me? What is the matter? What did I do? Sometimes people even go as far as saying that if Allah is Ya Rahmanu and if He is Ya Rahimu, then why the suffering? When Allah Himself says that He is Rahman, He is Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful, then why the suffering? Why this difficulty? And now as we get closer to the day of Qiyamah, you'll find that the level of Iman becomes very, very weak. And people want to say all sorts. The reason why very often people say such things is because they have restricted the rahmah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have narrowed down the rahmah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards only two things. And everything else, they don't see it as a ni'mah. It is a blessing, but they can't see it. And in the modern world today, the only two blessings that the human mind can perceive is health and wealth. This is the problem. What he thinks that blessing and ni'mah is only restricted to two things, health and wealth. When there is an attack on his health or perhaps his wealth, that is it. That is when insan starts to complain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ. And when Allah tests a person, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ. And Allah honors him, and Allah gives him a lot of bounties and blessings. He is content and happy. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. And he says, my Allah is مهربان with me. My Allah has honored me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him to test and restricts his rosy sustenance, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا فَيَقُولُ. And he starts to say, رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Oh, my Lord has disgraced me, humiliated me. This attitude of insan is because he only thinks that ni'mah is with two things. One is your health and one is with your wealth. That is where the problem is. When in reality the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are actually unquantifiable. You can't even count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say ya ghalib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his glorious speech, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. O insan, if you start counting, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Even if Allah gives you the age of Nuh alayhi salam, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You can never ever complete and count all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so only two blessings, that is what insan looks at. Why? Because he has intense love of this dunya. Everything is about health and wealth. Otherwise, salah is also a blessing. Salah is also a ni'mah. Why is there no remorse when a person misses out from his farz salah? He's missed out from a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting is also a blessing. If he has missed out from his fasting, which is farz, why is there no remorse? There are so many blessings. And we need to understand this mawzu, this subject, which is very, very important. Because we started off with Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, being names of Ism-e-Azam, and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the name of Allah, the most powerful name of Allah is Rahman. And so when He is Rahman and Rahim, why the suffering? Let us understand, my respected brothers. What is the greatest blessing? What is the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given is in our deen. In our deen. Our madhab, our religion, Islam. This is the greatest blessing. And understand this, my respected brothers, that as far as deen is concerned, religion is concerned, Islam is concerned, which is the greatest ni'mah that Allah can give anybody, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left open from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the last man. There is no restriction upon this deen. This is the greatest ni'mah. That is why Allah says, "Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay." That my rahmah covers everything. My rahmah, my blessings covers. It encompasses everything. And this is referring towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Islam. That is open. Allah does not restrict anybody. Now some of you might be wondering, and then why are there so many non-Muslims in this world? What is happening there? Understand, my respected brothers and elders, by an example, there was this pious man, he saw a dream, and in his dream, Shaitan came to him and said to him that Allah says in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that Allah's rahmat encompasses everything. And therefore, it encompasses me also, covers me. And if Allah's rahmat covers me, that means I will not go to Jahannam. That means I will not go to Jahannam. He likes to debate. Shaitan likes to put up a big fight. So this pious man said, No. There's a problem here. So Shaitan said to him, what is the problem? He said, the problem is you're not a believer. So Shaitan says, where does it say in this ayat-e-kareema that this ayat is only restricted to the believers? Are you restricting something which Allah has not restricted? Allah is saying, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, my rahmat encompasses everything. It covers everything. Allah did not say just the Muslims. I am Shaitan and Allah's rahmat also covers me. I will not go to Jahannam. Now this man found it difficult to put up an argument with Shaitan. Next day when he woke up, he went to the ulama of the time and the scholars that were sitting there, and he put his dream forward to them that this is an issue. So the scholars there explained to him that there is no issue here. And they explained to him that Allah is Rahman and Rahim. Actually, His mercy covers everything. But there are certain people and a certain group of people from human beings and also from other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are rejecting and not accepting that ni'mah which Allah wants to give to them. And when somebody rejects that ni'mah, then you can't blame the one who is giving you that ni'mah. You can't say that, well, he's not giving it to me. He is giving it to you, but you are not prepared to take it. Do you understand, my respected brothers and elders? Just to give you an example, there is a group of people, all of you that are sitting here, mashallah, maybe say 100 of you here. And I have with me 100 watches. And I say to Rais, Rais, I want to give tohfa and a gift. Can you give watches to everybody that is here? A gift from me. One watch. Khush mat hona nahi de raha hu. Dua de raha hu. Isse bhi acha. And so, the watch is given by the person who wants to give. But then there are certain individuals who say, we don't want this watch. And they pick it up and they throw it in the dustbin. What do? They pick it up and they throw it in the dustbin. Now, is that my fault? Can that be my fault? I am prepared to give you that watch which is expensive, which is of good quality, which is very good. But you don't want to take it. And you are the one who is rejecting it. So you can't blame the giver. The one who is giving, you can't blame it to him. And so, for the shaitan also, the rahmat is open for everyone, but for those who don't wish to take that rahmah, then they don't become the recipients of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand that, my respected brothers? That is why, imagine, 124,000 prophets were sent. Allah says, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. Even if there was a small community, Allah had appointed a nadir, a prophet, to warn the people. That is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But if a person chooses to be blind, if he chooses that this is not what I want, then you cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can't say, "Bhai, the rahmat of Allah does not come to me." Allah is there wanting to give you, but you don't want to take it. And so, this is something that we need to understand. We should not restrict the rahmat of Allah just in two things, which is health and also wealth. We will go back to that. But just another example for all of you to understand. Who is the greatest enemy for the people of Iman? MashaAllah. Who is the greatest enemy? Bole zor se. Shaitan. Jinn. Shaitan. Shaitan. Kya hai? And he's right, Shaitan is also from the jinn. Kana min al jinn? From the jinn. And if Shaitan, even today, if he repents and if he turns to Allah, Allah's rahmat is even open for him now. Allah's rahmat is even open for him now. For the Shaitan. How Shaitan came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, met him and said, "Hazrat, you are the Nabi of Allah, and I am Shaitan, jinn, kana min al jinn. And I want to make peace with you, and I want to make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are a great Nabi. I want you to intercede for me and make dua for me. And I want to repent and do tawbah. And I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His rahmah for me." Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got very happy. Imagine, if a shaitan becomes a Muslim. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a great Nabi of Allah, read 2 rakats namaz, made dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, "O Musa, my rahmat is open to everybody. No problem. He wants to do tawbah. Just tell him to go back to the grave of Adam alayhi salam and tell him to do sajda at the grave of Adam alayhi salam." What should he do? Sajda at the grave of Adam alayhi salam. Because this is what had made him the accursed one. So tell him that Adam, this is where his grave is, go there with you and tell him to do sajda on the grave of Adam alayhi salam, and everything ends. He is not mal'oon anymore. When Musa alayhi salam really thought that this is going to work. Things like that are very, very difficult. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Come with me to the grave of Adam alayhi salam. Do one sajda. I am your witness." He got angry. And he said, "Oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was alive, I did not do sajda to him. When he is dead, you want me to do sajda to him?" This is shaitan. This is mal'oon. This is the trickery from shaitan. Allah wants to give, but then there are certain makhluk, be it insan, be it jinns, who are from amongst the shayateen, they want to reject it. Otherwise, the doors of hidayat are never shut for anybody. That is the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, because it is in the Quran. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My rahmah encompasses everything, everything. That is why, if you recall, brothers, Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala, a man who was very, very regular in his tahajjud. And for long hours he would read tahajjud. One night, Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala couldn't wake up. And he fell asleep. When he woke up at the time of Fajr, oh, he could not even pray Fajr, crying and crying and crying. After years, my tahajjud has gone. After years, so much crying, all day crying. It is said that Hazrat Muawiyah, when he went to sleep in the night, the next night, in his room, bedroom, it was as if somebody was nudging him, wake up. And this was at the time of tahajjud. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and woke up. And Hazrat, mashallah, was a very smart, handsome man. And so he looked towards the side of his room where the curtains were, as if somebody was behind where the curtains are. So Amir Muawiyah said, "Who is it? Someone here to wake me up?" So in a human voice, he said, "Muawiyah, let me tell you the truth. I am Shaitan, the jinn, that has come to wake you up." Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was shocked. "That you want to wake me up? Your duty is to caress me and to make me go to sleep. So I miss out from tahajjud." The Shaitan said, "That is the truth. But we made mashwara." The Shayateen, they did mashwara. "That last night we made you go to sleep, and when you missed tahajjud, you did so much crying. There was so much crying and remorse that there is a possibility that Allah will give you reward in many folds. And we cannot afford that. We don't want you to get that reward. You should only get that much reward which you are entitled to for reading tahajjud salah. So that is why you just wake up on time. You wake up on time." This is shaitan. Allahu Akbar. The accursed. He is mal'oon. Now the issue is that we have restricted the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two things. But we don't realize billions of ni'mah. Billions. Eyes are a ni'mah. Ears are a ni'mah. Your tongue is a ni'mah. Your nose is a ni'mah. Allahu Akbar. Everything inside you is a ni'mah. Your whole body, your fingers is a ni'mah. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be punishing you if for a moment Allah withholds only one blessing? How can He be punishing you when Allah withholds one blessing whilst you are still the recipient of billions of blessings? Billions of blessings. Allah is still giving you. But Allah just holds one. A bit of a pain in your stomach, or problem with your legs, or anything. But everything else Allah has given you. Everything. Maybe your income is really good. Allah has given you everything. But maybe you might have lost some customers or something. And the scholars have said that in reality, even that suffering, the difficulty that comes on you, that is not a difficulty. In fact, that difficulty is also a mercy. That difficulty is also a mercy. Because Allah is Rahman and Rahim, maybe we don't understand. We don't understand. To give you an example, if a child is not well and the doctors have decided that immediately you have to take him to the hospital and there has to be an operation done to this child tomorrow, and the child listens to the doctor or to the surgeon and the child says to the mother and the father, "Dad, even you don't love me. Even you don't love me. There is no mercy in your heart for me. That you are allowing this doctor to cut me and take a few things out from me and to do this and to do that and to operate on me." He's a child. That is what he's complaining. That how can you allow that? But both mother and father are saying, "No, no. Tomorrow we will take you. No excuses." The father and the mother tells the child, "Beta, you don't understand. This temporary taklif of operation for the doctor to work on you, to operate on you, this will give you quality life. You will live for longer. Long term, this will be good for you. But if you don't do this, things will become even hard for you. And so, in a way, mother and father are Rahim, aren't they? They are mushfiq, they are merciful to the child. That is why they are even prepared for the son to go for this operation. Why? Hoping that inshallah this will be something good for the child and it will give him a long life. Similarly, at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives takleef to individuals. Gives takleef. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to push him close to him. Because he was drifting away, slightly drifting away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put him straight. A bit of takleef, a bit of calamity here and there, a bit of calamity here and there. So he comes back into the straight lane. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give him Jannah. A bit of takleef is nothing to the punishment of the hereafter. To the punishment in Jahannam. It is nothing. You cannot compare it. So that is why a bit of takleef, a bit of suffering is given to insan in this world. But insan thinks as if everything is taken away from him. Why? Because he is blind from the billions of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he only takes his health and wealth to be the main blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not the thinking of a believer, of a Muslim. In fact, this is how the kuffar think. How the kuffar think. That is why it's very important. A Muslim, he does not use the five senses first. Above the five senses is another two senses, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. What is it? The Quran and Sunnah. If the Quran and Sunnah say something, even if it is against his logic, even if it is against his five senses, a believer has to listen to the two senses, the primary source, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. But a person who is not a believer, not a Muslim, his thinking is the opposite. He puts forward logic and the five senses. And so he will only accept that which comes to mind and nothing else. But a person of Iman, his thinking is different. No. First is the Quran, then is the Sunnah. Then comes the five senses. But at the same time, my respected brothers and elders, Allah has also given us the intelligence. That you cannot blame Aliyazubillah, Allah for everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained everything to us. So many cases. A husband comes crying, Mauli Sahab, out of anger, I gave my wife talaq. And not one, three. You are going to blame Allah for that, Aliyazubillah? The problem is not with the Sharia, the problem is with you. You are not educated. You have not understood Islam. You have not taken control of yourself. A lot of the problems that happen, actually happen because of our own doings. That is why also the Quran says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. The facade that you see, the treachery that you see around you, is because of your own doings. Is because what your own hands have done. You cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. Of course there are certain things that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? There is wisdom and hikmah to that. So that man comes back to the straight line towards the deen. But a lot of the times it is insan's own fault. That he does not understand what to do and what not to do. And his judgment is wrong. And because of that, he is being punished. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the faculties. So you might find in some families there might be someone who is disabled. Subhanallah al-Azim, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your duty is to look after that person, to honor him, to look after him, or any other calamity. But a person should never ever say that Allah is Ya Rahman and He is Ya Rahim, then why the suffering? Generally, if you look at the world today, there are more people who have good health and there are more good things that are happening in this world than evil things. even amongst the Muslims and even amongst those who are non-Muslims. Unfortunately, with the Muslim community, what is happening today is that we have drifted away from the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that hubbu dunya is the love of dunya, and that is why this ummah is being punished. And when the adab of Allah comes, it does not come in a selective way that those guys are bad, Jibreel alayhi salam, the punishment should only come to those people. No. When the adab comes, it comes as aam. It comes collectively from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody is included. But then of course the difference is that فَإِنَّهُمْ يُبْعَثُونَ عَلَىٰ نِيَّاتِهِمْ. When they are resurrected, they are resurrected upon their intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. I end with this. If you look at Surah Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of all the blessings that Allah has given. All the blessings. But in Surah Rahman, Allah says, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. This is hellfire, Jahannam, that the wrongdoers and the guilty people denied. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. This is the Jahannam, look. That the guilty people denied. يَتُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. And they will circle around within, and also they will be given boiling hot water to drink when they see this Jahannam. And then Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of Allah will you deny? Now if you are just reading a translation, you might be wondering that how can Jahannam be a blessing of Allah? Do you understand that, my respected brothers? Because this Allah speaks of Jahannam, and then after mentioning Jahannam, Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of Allah can you deny? How can this be a blessing? This is also a blessing. Allah has mentioned Jannat, Jahannam. Allah has not put anyone in Jahannam yet. But whilst we are in dunya, Allah has opened up Jannah and Allah has opened up Jahannam, and Allah has warned humanity that be careful. If you do this, this is where you will end up. So Allah is forewarning you. This forewarning you is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That don't do this, otherwise this is where you will go. When brothers who have a habit of smoking, and if you look at the cigarette pack, so mukhlis, so sincere. What does it say? The cigarette pack, what does it say? Smoking kills. It will give you cancer. It will give you cancer. Imagine it's there on the box. It's telling you, you want me. You want me, but the truth is smoking will kill you. It will give you cancer. Why is this sign there? To warn people that look, you want pleasure, take your pleasure, but maybe down the line it might be all doom and gloom for you. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned in Surah Rahman, Jannat and also Jahannam opened up so that we understand and be careful. Why? Because everything is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Him to warn us, that is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us not restrict the mercy of Allah just to health and wealth. In fact, with health and wealth, we are the recipient of billions of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one ni'mah of Allah is withheld, it does not mean, aliyazu billah, that there is any shortcomings in the sifat of Allah, that He is Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, in the next session we will continue with the other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.